Hello and welcome to the 10th podcast of Language on Tap. This is Nasreen.
And I'm Zohra.
Today we are going to talk about personal finance. Personal finance is a term that covers managing your money as well as saving and investing. It is about setting personal financial goals and coming up with a plan to reach those goals within your financial constraints.
To make the most of your income and savings, it is important to become financially literate so you can distinguish between good and bad advice and make smart decisions.
According to a 2019 survey, 9 in 10 adults say nothing makes them happier or more confident than having their finances in order. Interesting.
Very interesting. You know, because personal finance is not taught in schools, young people do not know how to make their first financial decisions. So it is important to learn the basics through free online articles, courses, blogs, and podcasts or at the library.
Yeah, it's always been my question too, why we are not taught how to budget our money. You know, one important thing you should do is determining your short-term and long-term financial goals.
Very true. Some of the money goals you have in the air are going to be goals you want to reach ASAP. Other goals might have an end date that is a decade or decades off, but require starting sooner than later. Once you have your goals set and clear, it is much easier for you to make the next step.
Another important step is creating a budget. A budget is a way to balance income, expenses, and financial goals for a specific length of time. In other words, it's an estimate of how much money you'll make and spend over a certain period of time, such as a month or year. A budget is essential to living within your means and saving enough to meet your long-term goals.
Budgeting can involve making a comprehensive list of expenditures or focusing on a few categories. Some people prefer to write their budget out by hand, while others use a spreadsheet or budgeting app. There is no correct way to budget. What works for one person might not work for another. But honestly, I myself sometimes find budgeting a bit tricky.
Yeah, but there are some easy to apply methods. For instance, the 50-30-20 budgeting framework is one of our favorites. This approach suggests you spend about 50% of your monthly on necessities, for instance, rent, mortgage, food, car payments, 30% on wants or nice to haves, such as dining out, and 20% on savings and paying off debt.
Budgeting isn't about depriving yourself. It's about taking control of your money. Making a budget shouldn't feel like a punishment. Remember, it's a plan for all of your money. That includes money for fun stuff too.
You can fire up an Excel or Google Docs spreadsheet to help you create a budget and track your progress. There are also budgeting apps you can sync with bank accounts that can make it easier to track spending in real time.
Do not forget to build an emergency fund either. Building an emergency fund starts with setting a goal for how much protection you want to build. At a minimum, it's smart to have at least 3 months' worth of living expenses saved in an emergency account. 6 is even better.
Can't even imagine pulling that off? Stop focusing on the big end goal. The trick with this is to create an automated system that adds money to your emergency fund each month.
And last but not least, save for retirement. Even if you have decades to go until retirement, the time to get started saving was yesterday. Retirement may seem like a lifetime away, but it arrives much sooner than you'd expect.